Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, all these different things that we're talking about the signs of the times and things taking place, realize that God has some awesome plans in store for the earth and for his people. Many people are going to come rushing to him. He's saving the best for last. He tells us when his first miracle, when he manifests his glory, when he shows his awesomeness, when his mother tells him that go to the master of the banquet here because he has some things he needs you to do. Because they ran out of wine. They ran out of wine. And he turns the water into wine. And the head of the banquet, the man who headed the banquet up, he said, listen. He said, this is the best wine. This is the best wine. Most people have the best wine first, and then as people drink more and more, they bring out the lesser quality of wine. But somebody has saved the best for last. And that's what God is doing. God is, awesome things are still going to happen, but understand, I think we're getting really close to this end time, and the best is yet to come, but understanding that God, just like he poured out the wine, and as he poured the water, it turned into wine as he poured it, when God's going to begin to pour out his spirit, he's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh. On all flesh. This is a sign of his coming, and his soon coming, And I remember seeing this at the Brownsville Revival where it didn't matter whether you were a sinner or a repentant. It didn't matter whether you were saved or not saved.
Mm-hmm.
God began to just pour out his spirit on everybody that decided to go after him. And in the end, you found out, who was repented and who didn't. And who was in and it was amazing. And many people, because they experienced the goodness of God, they did repent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God's kindness leads to repentance. But you can see it's an amazing thing when you begin to see whoever comes after him or comes around him and he begins to pour himself out. It's just amazing to watch them experience God, the very God that they may have been denying or rejecting a few moments ago. Now they're shouting and testifying about his awesomeness. Why? Because God poured out his spirit. And it's interesting, too, that those who claim to be some special folk, you know, hey, I do this and I do that, and they're talking about their gift. That it's so unspecial that everybody's going to do moving every gift in the last day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's going to be no big eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be us, the body of Christ, and God pouring himself out. And we're beginning to see, you know, signs of that with us. You know, the churches that are going after God and abiding with God. And I encourage you, if you've been wondering what program you need next for your church, I got it for you. It's at iabide.org. You need to begin to abide with God and teach others to do the same, and you'll find out that's all you need to do is to hear God and obey God. But this, God is Jesus is saving his best for last. The outpouring, the best wine is about to be poured out in the last days on the face of the earth, and we're just going to see this huge move of God. And a great end-time harvest before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. And so I want to encourage you, despite what you might be seeing, despite what's being fulfilled in our very faces, all the prophetic fulfillments that are taking place, understand that the kingdom of God is forever. That greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The Lord is able to protect you, though 1,000 falls at your right side and 10,000 at your left. Nothing's going to come near you because God is with you. Understand these things will be happening, but you will be protected in that by God, and others will see how you're protected, and they'll be drawn to God because you just stood for God in the midst when everybody else was actually falling apart emotionally and all these different things taking place. Many people will be saved just by watching God in your life. And so the best is for last. He says he's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh. And the prophet Joel talked about it as well. And this is what Jesus said. Jesus said, you know, all his ministry and all of his miracles and everything he did, he said, listen, greater things will you do than he did because he's going to be with the Father. Listen, there's a greater move coming. There's a greater move coming. And God's looking for someone who will believe him for this greater move. Somebody that will believe him and say, God, I want to be a part of that. To be a Charles Seymour that just cries out to God and say, God, I want that in my generation. You know, I want an outpouring. We talk about outpourings. That's what it is. God's pouring out his spirit. God just pours out his spirit in a powerful way, and people begin to be transformed. Cities begin to be transformed. Even nations begin to be transformed. America is a very large nation geographically, but it's 300 million people. But it doesn't take long for things to spread across this nation and begin to become a part of its culture. Well, understand, with God, that can take place. And understand, he said it, that the best is yet to come, that there's going to be a great outpouring. God has saved his best for last, which means what? That you can raise your expectations. You can raise your expectations and say, you know what, God? I believe you. I want to receive that. I want to be a part of what's taking place in the world. In my generation, I do not want to leave this earth with any regrets. I want to do everything I can for you during the time that you've given me right here. I want to be one that it forcefully advances your kingdom on the face of the earth. Lord, here I am. Send me. I'm willing to go to a nation. I'm willing to go to a people group who haven't even heard about you yet. I'm willing to go to the young people where most people, I believe 80% of people who find God and accept Jesus is under 18 years of age. Think about it. That's a ministry from 4 to 14 that needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen, you want to be a part? Be a part by beginning to preach the kingdom of God and move in repentance.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.